Good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with rugby this morning. British and Irish Lions head coach Andy Farrell has dedicated their rugby victory over Australia to travelling fans. Now, over 90,000 people saw a dramatic finish to the second test in Melbourne as Hugo Keenan's last-minute try sealed a 29-26 win. Farrell says it was a fitting way for it to end.
The occasion and the fans all travelling out here, they all deserve this, don't they? You know, they all deserve a grandstand finish like that. You know, this is what Lions Rugby is all about, and that's why they come in the thousands. So absolutely delighted for everyone that made the effort.
The final test match is in Sydney next Saturday. And then the Fidelity ADT Lions trounced defending Currie Cup champions Hollywood Bets Sharks in their opening game at Ellis Park yesterday by 46-5. Now, winger Rabs Matlane scored a brace of tries as the Joburg side crossed the try line seven times to the Sharks' solitary try in the second half. In Cape Town, Western Province faced a huge onslaught in the first half by the Vodacom Bulls, plus several yellow cards that put them on the back foot for most of the match, going down 48-23 to the herd from Pretoria. And then in cricket, England's cricketers go into the final day of the fourth test against India with a chance of wrapping up a series victory. Now, they lead the tourists by 136 runs and have them on 174-2 in their second innings. Now, a win at Old Trafford will give England an unassailable 3-1 lead, but former captain Nasser Hussain tells Sky Sports News it's not guaranteed.
One thing I know about Indian batters, for as long as I've known the game of cricket, they love batting. They're not going to give you their wicket. You're going to have to work very hard. England are going to have to work very hard for every one of these next eight wickets, because India are still in this series.
And then Matt Henry put on a clinic on death bowling to help New Zealand clinch a 3-run win over South Africa in a thrilling T20i tri series final. And then in tennis close, Emma Raducanu has gone out of the semi-finals of Washington Open tennis. Now, she lost 6-4, 6-3 to Anna Kalinitskaya. Raducanu will go back to British number one when the rankings are updated on Monday morning. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faira Crouch.